Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us. Normally on Wednesday, we do the mailbag at the first part of our segment here. We're going to delay that today because there's a breaking story, and we've got a connection to an individual in the middle of this story right now. This is happening as we tape the show this morning at about 10:28 Wednesday morning, and Lamar Odom fighting for his life after falling into unconsciousness at Dennis Hoff's Love Ranch South in Peru, Nevada. We've got Dennis Hoff on the line with us right now. Dennis has been on this show multiple times, and Dennis, we know that everybody's trying to grab you today to get some information on this story, but this is a huge story, and your Love Ranch in Pahrump, Nevada, right in the middle of it. First of all, Dennis, thanks for coming on the show.
Glad to do it. I love you guys so much. I told Good Morning America, you got to wait a little while.
You're a good man.
Attaboy.
You are a good man, and we're not going to keep you too long because I know a lot of people are trying to get you to comment. Were you on this particular property when this went down, Dennis?
I was not. You know, he called the ranch on Saturday looking for me, and we had a manager go pick him up in a discreet vehicle. Just wanted to drop out for a few days and started partying on Saturday. Got a bottle of cognac. Still about a third of it left, and so he wasn't drinking all that much, but he was doing an enormous amount of herbal Viagra, which is basically an herbal speed in my mind.
Oh, that's not good, and
right.
that can truly mess you up. You have had multiple big-name celebrities come through your properties. Is it unusual for a celebrity of his stature, of Lamar Odom's stature, to do this kind of binge deal where he comes in on Saturday and he stays there multiple days? Or is this, I know you've seen it all, but is this unusual?
Seen it all.
Is this unusual for a celebrity?
Not unusual at all. And in fact, when I did the book, The Art of the Pimp, we talk about it in there, about how celebrities come in there and just drop out because it's a place they can be who they want to be, do what they want to do. Nobody's going to judge them. And that's why Andy Kaufman used to come here to the Bunny Ranch so much, because for the same reason.
Now, what do you hear from your managers out there, from the girls that are working out there? Did they say, was it just the verbal the herbal Viagra that he was doing? Or do they think that, he's obviously got a history with drugs. Do you think that is there a chance that he may have been doing something besides the herbal Viagra?
We hope not. You know, my manager told him, you're going to be staying in Dennis's home, which is attached to the Love Ranch, Vegas. You can't do drugs there. He's not into drugs. This is zero tolerance. And he says, absolutely. He said, I'm not doing that now. And so I believe him. I hope I don't find out anything different. The girls that were partying with him, two girls, one of them named Ryder Cherry, and the other one named Monica Monroe, both on the loveranch.net website, so if you want to see their pictures, they said that he wasn't doing any drugs. I just had that same conversation with Harvey Levin on a personal level a few minutes ago. We just don't think that was happening. Now, the police have subpoenaed the blood, and we'll find out for sure.
And he was not able to be transported, airlifted to Las Vegas for more treatment because of his size. Was that accurate, that story?
Absolutely. The police and the ambulance come, they take him out of there, they get him to the hospital in Pahrump, and they want to airlift him immediately. They say he's liable not to make it, and they want to airlift him, and he couldn't fit him in the helicopter.
Now, take the drugs out of it, Dennis. Take all of it out of there, the personal relationship with this guy. You obviously know Lamar Odom. What kind of guy is he? Take all the bad stuff away with the with his problems that he's had. Known in the league, certainly in the NBA, to be a pretty well-liked guy.
Everybody liked him. All my staff liked him. The drivers liked him. The cooks liked him. The girls liked him. He was generous with the girls, and everybody liked him. I was coming down there to hang out with him this weekend, And so I'm really disappointed because we were looking forward to having some. Hang on one second.
Andy, okay, hold on. Dennis has got a lot of people calling him today.
Great. Hang on.
All right. Tell Gordon, good morning, America, to wait. This is the Mike O'Mara show, Dennis. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing? Listen, Dennis, the very latest that you hear, I'm hearing some horrible stuff about his prognosis. You know, Lord knows by the time people listen to this show, a lot of people listen at different times. What do you hear the latest that he's not being responsive?
Got a call from the bodyguard last night, was with the family, and they said it wasn't looking good. And its family was going to call me this morning, so I'm kind of I'm looking at the news just like you are, and we just hope he gets well and comes out and has a good time at the ranch again, like he likes to do.
Dennis, what do you know about this herbal Viagra? This is the first I'm hearing about it. I've seen it in the stores before, but as far as using it, to the excess, what do you know about herbal Viagra?
Well, it makes you very flush. It gives you lots of energy and. I just call it an over-the-counter speed, and that's what it seems like to me. Because I sampled it maybe 10 years ago, and that's the experience that I have.
Do you think it's a dangerous drug? Do you think it's something dangerous that people shouldn't do?
Well, I don't think it's dangerous, but when you do too much of it, anything's dangerous.
No, that's a shame.
It sounds like it dilates blood vessels, perhaps, if it causes flush, and that would help you in all ways, but, too much of a good thing.
Dennis, do you know the span of time between when, your wonderful staff there saw Lamar, and was there a gap of time between when they found him?
Six in the morning, they saw him, everything was fine, and at 3:15 in the afternoon after he slept, then that was the problem. So I got to run, Mikey. I love you.
All right, Dennis. Thank you for your time.
I'll give you an update tomorrow. Maybe you get the girls on.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Dennis. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Dennis Hoff. That's Dennis Hoff. And you know what? I'll give him his credit. He has got Good Morning America calling him. Everybody's trying to get a piece of Dennis right now. But that's the latest. And any substance, I suppose, even if it is herbal, but with his history, and you've read more about this guy, Oscar, than I have.
Well, I've been following his entire career, on and off the court.
Right. You followed his career. Very well-liked guy, but also a guy with a lot of demons.
Demons.
And didn't you say that he had, there was a report that he got a phone call that upset him?
On Sunday night.
During his stay.
Some reports are saying, again, we got 8 minutes with Dennis. That's what he gave, some of the networks, so we're good to go with that. But what my reports are saying is, that on Sunday night he got a phone call that upset him. That's what the staff is saying, and he was down, but after a few hours he's back up.
Heard the timeline from Dennis Hoff, which was 6 in the morning till 3:15 in the afternoon, which to me, and I'm just speculating here, would say that 6 o'clock in the morning, the party's over, wrapping it up, deciding that he's just going to chill out, and then they respond to him later on. That's a long period of time between 6 and 3:15 in the afternoon. That if he was in distress, who knows how long
However,
he was out.
If he was in that place to drop out, as he said, and just chill,
people
maybe
were leaving
his
him
directive
alone.
Was to leave me alone. That's hard to say.
That's unfortunate.
Tough call.
It's sad. And what a fall from grace. Take away the reality series aspect of his life, and who knows, again, when you listen to us, where we're at in the story, because this is a fluid situation. But if you see his body work, even if you're not a sports fan, if you're not a basketball fan, if you're not a Lakers fan, what he accomplished as an athlete and then to where we are today is truly tragic.
Yeah, and it's as far as the demons that a guy has where he's at a place like that, and he's at a place like that for that amount of time. He's got a lot of issues that he's obviously working through.
His best friend just passed away a year ago.
And you said
similar situation.
And you throw in that reality. You throw in that reality show too. And the fact is, it's well documented that
you have to be morally and mentally strong to deal with all the crap that you come with.
Who thought that Chewbacca would have found love?
I know.
Talking about Chloe.
Chloe, not Lamar.
Yeah. So
Freudian slip.
That's if there's one thing I take away, it's that length of time between 6 in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon that he was not accounted for, and he's in that room, and who knows what kind of distress he was in.
It's just sad.
He's 37, you said? Is he 37 years old now?
I think he's 35.
35 year old.
God, that's young.
He's 35 year old. God. Now, we will find out as more comes out, and we will, you know, look, you want to see the guy pull through this and maybe get the help he needs. And it's just another example of, you know, somebody that has these demons, and then you throw somebody in the public eye when they have those demons. It's very, very difficult.
It emphasizes
I don't want to make light of the situation, which I just did with the Chloe joke. But if you're going to go in a brothel, that's the place you want to be dragged out of, right?
Yeah, Mike, if I ever pass and I'm in a situation
that's
like that.
That's what I said, Oscar. That's absolutely right. If I'm going to die, I want to be found dead in a brothel. Start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's all about this man and what he represents. He's a threat to all of us. A traitor. Who's a traitor?
The Rosenbergs were traitors.
Who were they?
That's your sister's.
They gave atomic secrets to the Russians. They were Americans. They betrayed their country. You can't accuse Abel of being a traitor. He's not an American.
Listen to yourself. You're defending him already.
I'm hungry.
You're rehearsing it on me. You said you were just thinking about
it. I am just thinking about it. Just very hard. Everyone deserves a defense. Every person matters.
Jim, what do we deserve? Do you know how people will look at us? The family of a man trying to free a traitor?
We need to know. Don't go Boy Scout on me. We don't have a rule book here.
Your agent, Hoffman, yeah?
Yeah.
German extraction.
Yeah, so?
My name's Donovan. Irish, both sides. Mother and father. I'm Irish. You're German. But what makes us both Americans? Just one thing. One. The rule book. We call it the Constitution, and we agree to the rules, and that's what makes us Americans. It's all that makes us American. So don't tell me there's no rule book, and don't nod at me like that, you son of a bitch.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you are here, you do too. We have a little update on one of our clients. Cool. Next issue is now Texture. They have a new name. Next Issue's new name is Texture, and Texture is your source for all of your favorite magazines anytime, anywhere. Texture has spectacular new features that guarantee you the best reading experience around. Texture is your all-access pass where the world's best magazines are always available on your phone or your tablet, and you can get your free trial at texture.com/TMOS. You've been reading up on Texture, have you not, Rob?
The great thing about Texture is they've taken it and made it better. So they still have all the great magazines. I just read a great article about Keith Richards. It's called Keith, All Down the Line. It's from Rolling Stone this week.
Oh, fantastic.
And you know what's funny about Keith Richards? Do you know he is punctual to a fault?
Really?
Wouldn't you think that he'd be late all the time?
You would think he would be a mess, but he's not. He's a totally interesting character.
It's a great article. Check it out, Rolling Stone.
Texture lets you browse hundreds of magazines and cherry-pick the articles that interest you the most. And the Texture editorial team will even recommend stories for you on a daily basis. Texture satisfies any and every interest with Sports Illustrated, Cosmo, Wired, Entertainment Weekly, National Geographic, Consumer Reports, so much more. You can even download articles and issues for offline reading, or you can share your subscription with the entire family. The best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Think about it. Unrestricted access to the world's best magazines from back issues to the ones on the newsstand today. Try Texture for free right now.
When?
Right now.
Okay.
At texture.com/TMOS. So, a very, very big story in the news. And Dennis Hoff has a relationship with this show. Always makes me feel just a little dirty.
Well, you want to feel dirty. How about when you call him on his cell phone and he picks up the phone and says, Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I've dealt with him for a long time.
Ashamed of our friends.
Say what you will about Dennis Hoff. He did blow off a Good Morning America for the Mike O'Mara Show today. And, you know, under under bad circumstances. But, you know, our listeners are curious about this. I certainly was curious, and I'm not even a person that follows either Keeping Up with the Kardashians or the NBA.
I'm right.
So, you know, I'm sure, Oscar, you watch both. So,
yeah,
you know, knowing Lamar Odom
was just featured on this week's Keeping Up with the Kardashians because, as you know, this is that show's pre-taped, but he, during the season, is getting back, is basically... It looks like he's getting back together with Khloe.
They're trying to get back together.
They clearly didn't reconcile. But at that point in the season, the current season that's showing on E, they're communicating, they're talking. She's being supportive because his friend passed away. It really is, again, a tragic story.
Yeah, you know, here's the tragic story. And I might be overreading this a little bit. But really, when you think about so much of what we call entertainment nowadays, and I'm not going to try to pretend that I'm taking the moral high ground here on this kind of programming, but you see it time and time and time again. I think that it's obviously going to make you famous. It's going to put you on the map. But when you bring these cameras into someone's life and they are documenting their lives with these cameras, you go back to the Osbournes,
sure.
You know, where, you know, both those kids, you know, had tremendous struggles with substance abuse. You bring that into The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the one, the guilty pleasure that I have, and Kim Richards, and she's a hot mess, along with a bunch of the other ones that have done that.
Go all the way back to The Real World on MTV. Yeah. All those kids were screwed up, too.
Really?
Remember when Pedro died?
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I think, and I'll throw this out to you guys about this. I will throw this out to you. Do you think that I think it is the diamond-like pressure that these people are under? Look, you come in and do a radio show. Here's the thing about doing a radio show every single day.
Okay.
We can come in, we get done doing our little thing, and then we go off and we live our lives normally. Even during the 79 minutes or 4 hours or 5 hours that you do that, that creates a bit of a pressure cooker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've lived that my whole life. The kind of radio that we did was putting our lives on the radio. That is pressure. The idea of having cameras following you around, no matter what you're going through, they've got a time schedule. They've got a shooting schedule. They've got the, you know, they certainly can put their hand up and go, I need a break right now. I'm sure the contracts stipulate that. But at the same time, they've got to put these shows in the can. They've got to get them produced on a certain deadline. So there is pressure.
They're on all the time.
It's and ridiculous. Add to that pressure the fact that there is, of course, and we know this, manufactured conflict. Manufactured, yep. You know, events going on.
Manufactured conflict that probably sometimes results in real conflict.
I would
as
think
well.
That it probably comes
behind
out of
the
real.
Scenes.
I would think it would come out of real conflict, and then when you manufacture it,
right.
It makes it even harder to deal with.
It's really
no escape.
It's really how's that long doing?
Mike, know? I'm under a lot of pressure.
Rob was under a lot of pressure getting into work today with the Clara Barton Parkway.
Lovely right? drive. She's a lovely lady.
It was so peaceful in here when I got here before 9 o'clock this morning, and. You know, when Daddy's in town, I'd like to point out that I am the most punctual member
yes.
of the team.
And also the closest to the studio.
Just like Keith.
But I, you know, it's why I decided to stay at the fabulous 1987 Holiday Inn, where their motto is, we're the Holiday Inn. We know you're going to stay here anyway, so we don't need to remodel.
It's kind of like when you go to like an Elvis-themed hotel or a
yes.
Disney-themed hotel. This is living in 1987.
Exactly.
The only thing the only TV show they get, Family Matters. That's it.
Due to fear of litigation, I will not be sharing photographs of the different items in my hotel room. Like the carpeting. The carpeting that screams.
Let me guess. Brownish-orange?
Brownish-orange,
yes.
But with a sort of a little texture. You know that kind
of
carpeting?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, it's not shag. It's not like shag that you get from the 70s.
Sculpted.
But it could very well be from the early 90s, and I might be being a little generous.
Guessing they got a deal.
Yeah, this is true.
There's some great news on the horizon. That Kimpton Hotel,
yes,
will be open next time you come.
I may have said that to Rofo last night, and I will talk about my date with Rofo.
Oh, your date
momentarily. But you know, there's a part of me that when we getting back to the whole thing about exploiting people for, and we did the exact same thing. I mean, we have a connection with Dennis Hoff
sure.
at the Bunny Ranch. The reason reason we have a connection with Dennis is the old Don and Mike show, one of the first radio shows to actually broadcast from a legal brothel.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, people have always said to me when I was in that environment, hey, man, what's it like being in there? Naughty, naughty, dirty. And I have said this before on the show. Maybe it's because I'm the father of a couple of daughters. I'm not a look, I don't profess to be any kind of priest here. I'm not trying again to take the moral high ground. What I came away with, there was a moment on the old Don and Mike show. I still get emotional when I think about it.
I remember it.
That we went into the brothel, and the shtick, the bit that we were doing was that we were going to have the ladies of the evening, the pros, the hookers, call their parents, get a free call and call their parents. And it was great shtick. Oscar's laughing at it right now. And Oscar, I was doing the same thing. And we're like going, okay, man, they're going to call their moms.
This is
going
to be great.
In theory, it was a panic.
In theory, it was going to be absolute. This is one of those moments, and I've had many of them, folks, in my career, where we're doing something that in the heat of battle, it seems like it's phenomenal shtick.
Yep.
And then suddenly, old humanity reaches up and slaps you clean in the face. And we had this young lady that got on, and we were doing this shtick, and we're going,
was she nervous or she?
No, she was. There were multiple women that made the phone calls.
Absolutely.
Hey, mom, how are you? Hey, honey, how you doing? And this last young girl got on, and she called her mom, and she burst into tears. And it was suddenly we are sitting there, and you realize the circumstances that may be created to have this particular person in this situation. And it was, I don't think I've ever been in the middle of a broadcast. I mean, you know, we've had sad events.
Right.
I've never been in the middle of a broadcast where I was more sad at that particular, and I still think about it, and I'm still sad with that. And look, Dennis Hoff is a carny. He is a showman. He's the P.T. Barnum. But the idea of, and I'm going to say this now because I'm 56 and I've got a son and I've got two daughters that are grown. I'm going to say this right now.
Say it.
If you go into that, it might be, if you're a guy that's 22, 23, 24 years old and you're thinking, hey, man, we're going to go out there. It's going to be great. Yeah, for a moment, it is going to be great. But if you really scratch below the surface and you realize the circumstances that put people in there, whether it's a customer or whether it's a
client,
person that's
school
working
loans.
There, you know, school loans.
Rippling.
I wish it was just
loans.
Financial.
There's some,
but you know it's not. You make jokes about it, but you know it's not just financial.
Look.
It's the circumstances in many cases that these women grew up with the daddy issues, with abuse issues that have that. Uh-huh. That's the fact of the matter. That's exactly what it is. And you can play tough guy all you want, but you know
it's,
you agree
no,
with me.
No, it's not
you
the
know
tough
you
guy.
Agree with me.
This is the way I feel. If they're working and they're working legally for the living they're making, that is their choice. We're all adults.
It is a choice.
And if you're going to cry on a radio show, you got to get that clown out from the Apollo and give her the hook.
Yeah, but the thing is, at the same time, you understand where what all this comes from and what all it's about.
Your sentiment is correct. I just don't think all the women that are there, I just can't believe that all of them have been traumatized or had abusive relationships.
I didn't say they've been traumatized.
I didn't say that.
That's what you're painting with.
All
you're painting
with
a broad brush.
All I know, Mike, is
Hold on a second. Let me defend myself here. I'm simply saying that particular moment was sad, and when you reflect on why a guy like Lamar Odom is, you know, look, having a bachelor party, running out to a place like that for, you know, for an evening with the boys, getting a few too many drinks and going, hey, we're going to try this. Woo, high five, take a limo out there and do that. Look, there are a lot of you're Lamar Odom and you're going out to that joint as an NBA, as an elite multimillionaire NBA player.
For days?
And you're going out there for days. I am saying your life is very, very difficult and very sad that you are doing that. I'm sorry. There's not he doesn't walk out after 3 days going, man, I feel great about
morally
myself.
Morally renewed.
You know,
okay,
come on. He really does.
Well, the guy's got a problem, but I would say the
same
thing.
And also the women that are working there probably are not sitting there going, you know, feeling phenomenal about themselves.
I would say
after
the same thing for what Charlie Sheen went through years ago, where he set up his entire house full of adult film stars that were getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
That it's just a different circumstance.
It's a different circumstance.
But why do these people that are, you know, It's chronicled addiction. They have addiction problems.
Sure.
Why do these people feel like they need to surround themselves with women they need to pay for when they technically, with their star power and fortune, shouldn't have to pay
for it? Well, I don't know that he wants to pay for it.
We're on the same page with that, because you're saying, why is it? And I think that's what I look at, and it gets back to a word that I use a lot, which is compassion, where you just think about, that's where my compassion, when that lady burst into tears.
How did you resolve?
We moved by it, and it was like...
Went
to commercials. That's exactly
that's what we do.
Did.
Really?
No, it was completely awkward, and then we moved on. And we didn't have a serious discussion about the psyche.
No, afterwards. I'm talking about off air.
It was just like, off air. I remember.
You never saw her again.
We probably did the old Rodney grab the. We probably grabbed our collar and went, oh boy, that was a little awkward. It sucked.
It was terrible. And I remember
it stayed with me.
Me too.
For a very, very long time. It sucked.
That whole broadcast. I was at that place at like 5 a.m. local time, because we had to get everything set up.
Nice.
So I spent a lot of time there. And that event happened, but I also got to see the behind the scenes.
What are the behind the scenes?
I mean, there is a fully functioning kitchen, there where the girls come and get their meals and stuff.
I can describe the place. The place was, this is the Bunny Ranch that we did the show from. Mm-hmm. The Bunny Ranch was a series of like double wide trailers all attached to each other.
Yep.
And that's where the rooms were. That's where each of these girls.
So it was modular.
It was modular. And it was almost like the girls had their dorm rooms, their own little decorated dorm rooms.
As I recall, they would come in and do like a 2-week stay.
And that's where they would bring their clients back there to the room. And there were veterans there that had been there for a long time. And then there were people there that, they looked like they had their issues. And it's just the whole play. I guess overall, the only thing I wanted to say is once the booze wears off and you get out of there, I think you're probably going to have a bit of a sad vibe.
I think it's funny.
When you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's just like, okay, we're going back to the limo.
So many people ask me what it was like, because you have people on the East Coast. We don't have the legal.
No one likes to leave Disney World.
Not like me go into that? I remember, and this is years ago.
Yeah,
too.
many years ago.
I was a much hornier man than I am right now. And I remember going into that thinking,
it's gonna
this
be
is going to be a titillating, exciting, sexually charged, and nothing could have been further from the truth.
Everyone asked me. They said, "What was it like? You spent a long time there. What was it like?" I said, "It was sad.
It was sad.
It was sad." That's the feeling I walked away with.
And this whole thing with Lamar Odom is sad too, because you know what?
Somebody get actually partake.
Wendell Hall.
Yeah,
Wendell Hall.
Yes, sir.
Was
he sad? Was he sad leaving the place?
You know what? I'm not sure if he was sad leaving the place, but I think he had moments where he's kind of a sad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that, the one person that probably wasn't sad was Dennis Murphy.
I will say
Dennis
this.
Murphy, it was a triumph. It was a joy.
Wendell did make me sad on that trip, because he came to me and said, I didn't realize it at the time, Rob. I said, what? He says, the lady I chose looks a lot like your wife. I said, first of all, don't choose her. And second of all, if you do, don't tell me.
Your wife.
Oh, my God.
So
hey,
dumb.
Well, come to the Bunny Ranch. Everybody gets a date. Speaking of dates.
Yes.
I had my big date last night. And, I'll tell you all about it.
Nice.
It was Robert Ford, Rofo, and Uncle Mike. Go to the hockey game together. We'll take a break and maybe try to get this microphone fixed once and for all on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Joe, the political season is really ramping up. Maybe we here at the Moore Broadcast Network should have our own debate.
Hit on the tough issues, the things that are important.
Yeah, like immigration. We need a wall around this network. No more podcasts. No one from Baltimore coming in and getting a show.
Or the legalization of marijuana. I know our show would vastly improve.
Yeah, well, I'm high right now. But who would be the Donald Trump in this debate?
You mean the loud, the obnoxious, the misogynist, the womanizer, Rich?
Well, obviously that's going to be Todd Moore.
Yeah, but he has amazing hair.
For now. RobinJoeShow.com. Subscribe at iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
There's nothing
with running a board.
I
you know what? We got to get somebody to run this board. I swear to God. I don't think you like doing it.
I love doing it.
No, you don't like doing it.
You see, that's a lie.
Do you really like doing it?
I adore it.
All right. Okay.
Do you know how to do it?
Obviously. I've had more successes than failures.
Can we send him somewhere to train him?
Hey, if we send you to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, will you go?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'll be on time, and I'll wear a tie.
Very good. All right. Maybe check 1-2. Thank you. Yeah, it's when you're playing your music that you love to play loud, and it just balances it a little. I'm sorry to bitch about the audio.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's very frustrating.
I want it to be the way you want it to be. I want it to be right.
I
want to.
Okay. so hard. It's so hard for me sometimes. It truly is. Maybe I should sit over there.
Oh, my God. Do you want to run board one day?
Well, I never ran board like on the old Don and Mike show, so I haven't been a board op. I am a board op from my studios where I do the show from.
Yeah, you technically run board every day.
Turn my fader up a little bit.
Yeah, his fader, he says.
Thank you. There up you high. Yeah. Blast it. That's maxed out.
Is your volume level wrong on your headphone? Well, good, because my ears, you sound great.
It does? Okay, then turn my headphones
up, please.
But I hear his, Paul Simon, blasting through my right testicle.
Mm.
I hear that. Okay. It's time for our FanDuel commercial.
Yes, thank you. Please.
Are your headphones okay? That's what I want to know.
No, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, FanDuel makes every single football game more exciting. If you think you know football, come prove it at FanDuel. FanDuel.com is the trusted leader in one-week fantasy football. The money is real. FanDuel expects to pay out $2 billion this year. $2 billion. It's so easy. Just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, then sit back on Sunday and watch your team win. Entries start at just a dollar. We got 250 people that are going to join us in the FanDuel League this week.
Actually, we're 300 this week.
Oh, we're up at
300. And here are last week's results at 260th. Rob Ford.
Really? Bottom of the barrel. Wow. Wait a minute. We had 300 last week?
Yes, we did.
Wow. We had a 300. It was a sellout.
It was a sellout. Yeah. At 196, Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, I had a suck week.
Yeah, not so good.
I am never, ever starting Tom Brady. Ever, 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 ever. Not because he didn't do well. He did okay compared to other quarterbacks.
Sure.
But it just was a suck week
I was in 172nd place. And intern Adrian out of the money at 135th. Our winner, Z Bakri, with $200. And have you ever come in second in a football league?
How much money did Marcus Serta win?
Marcus Serta, second place, $150.
All right, get your entries in because they fill up on Wednesday, so you want to make sure that you get in to our FanDuel League. Go to FanDuel.com. If you click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, you use our code TMOS and you sign up. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com. FanDuel, where every day is a new season.
Big win. There I got locked out this week.
Yeah, it happens. I got to get in by Wednesday or Thursday.
I went out on Friday to lay out my dummy lineup.
Right.
And I was good.
When he says dummy lineup, Oscar means you put a lineup in just to get in.
As a placeholder.
And then you can alter it.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you can alter it, and that's the way it goes. I'm possessed by FanDuel. I am absolutely, totally obsessed with it, and I'm really into it.
Don't you? This is the weird part. So on Sundays, I play soccer early morning, right? When I don't have class or a meeting. But when I started FanDuel, like really in earnest, once everybody got in,
mm-hmm. right?
Now I want to call. This is what it means to be an actual fan.
Yes.
Now I want to call friends. And go, and I see those Buffalo Wild Wing commercials.
Well, they're all at the game with all the TVs.
Yes.
I was thinking the same thing. I want to be at a joint that has multiple giant screen televisions.
Sure.
So I can turn to my left and go, there's my Buffalo game. There's my Giants game. There's the Redskins game. I want to do it that way.
Right. And how bad is it? And, I've been shut out. I got shut out 2 weeks ago. When you go there, and it's like Thursday, and you think you're going to be golden.
Right.
And you go, and you click play, and it says, the league is full. And you just keep hitting play. No. So you got to get in, folks.
It really makes me yearn for friendship again.
Like going out?
Yeah.
And now, doesn't your other radio partner still go to
Whole Foods?
Does he still do the Whole Foods?
Yes.
Does he get paid for that?
No. He pays full price.
He pays full price and goes out there.
But he likes watching the game outdoors on the patio.
Chad is...
I've seen the setup. It is phenomenal what they have.
Chad is a suburban of suburban. You think you're a suburban. Chad is a suburban.
Is he really?
Going to a grocery store to watch your football? I mean, that to me is suburban.
Yeah, and I don't even like that grocery store.
I don't like that grocery store.
On a patio, they've got special TVs for the glare. It's set up.
Special TVs for the glare.
Yeah, because when you're usually, even in your own home, you can get this horrible glare that'll ruin any picture, even if it's a flat screen. They have TVs that are anti-glare TVs.
They do.
Flat screens.
They do, absolutely.
I didn't know they even made them.
Yeah, they make them actually. And if you've got a TV like in an open-air kind of kitchen area,
sure.
You actually want to think about that because glare, especially with like these 4K TVs, glare is one of the worst things you can battle.
I've never thought about that in my life.
With a television, and they actually make them now where that is a specific consideration. If you go to some place, it can be any of the big box stores or a specialty TV store, and you say to the guy, what's one of your issues? A good TV salesman, not that I've purchased a lot of TV sets.
Right.
A good TV salesman will say, where are you going to have your TV? What time of day will you be watching a lot of daytime
TV?
Where's
the sun coming in from?
Right. And, of course, when they ask me, will you be watching a lot of daytime TV? I say, look at me.
Yes. I never miss Ellen.
Yeah, because otherwise you're going to have to, go into a room with like blackout shades and watch your TV that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a 4K TV that I use that is in a very bright room. And it's almost impossible to
Man,
see.
That's
it's
tough.
Terrible.
It is What's it like to have go. Square footage?
I used to have a lot more. I don't have the square footage I have.
But I'm not saying Oscar's place is small, but he doesn't have room for curtains.
Right.
They take up too much room.
Now, speaking of square footage, I sat next to a condo last night at the hockey game.
Really?
Can we bring in...
I thought it was a Winnebago.
Yeah, can we... Yeah. I went to a hockey game with a Winnebago last night.
That's nice.
Back in the day, I would attend many sporting events with Raymond Diaz. And,
yes.
And we would sit next to each other. I remember a couple of spring training games. When you look at Rofo, when you look at him, right now, just looking at him,
he's skinnier than he's ever been for us.
It doesn't appear to me that he is all that large. However, I can tell you that when I have been at a baseball game with Raymond Diaz,
yes.
I said it couldn't get any worse. Oh, yes, it can. Rofo is the widest man I have ever sat next to, and I'm not small either, but I've lost about 35
You've
pounds.
You've sat next to me at places.
I have sat. If it had been the three of us,
yeah.
I would have gone home.
Oh,
I. Here's the problem.
The Verizon Center would have fallen into the Metro tunnel.
Look, I have a big gut, but I don't have a fat ass, and normally it is easy for me to get in and out of those seats at the Verizon Center. When you are sitting next to Rofo.
Mm-hmm.
Your knees are instantly pressed together because he is wide.
He is, you know what he is? He is a recent fat guy. He probably hasn't been fat his whole life, so he doesn't know how to carry himself as a courtesy to other people.
I've always been fat.
You've
always
been fat?
Always.
Was there any way at all you could figure out to sit in that seat more comfortably?
No, not at all.
Other than just manateeing your way into that seat and just going...
It was probably about three separate motions in slightly different directions to get my ass into that seat.
When I have to immediately...
I didn't think he's that fat.
No, and stand up again, Rob. You look good.
Yeah.
That's the best you've looked since we've known you.
Some slimming colors.
All right, you know what? The fact is, Patterns. I'm fat, and he's fat, and maybe the combination of both of us being fat, but it was phenomenally uncomfortable for me at that game last night. And it was terrible. It's like, hey, let's go to the game. And we walk into the aisle, and I look at the seats, and we got to the game early at about 6 o'clock. And as we walk in to our seats, nobody's even in the row.
Right.
And we both sat, like, right next to each other.
That's
and
nice.
I immediately know, and it's just like, this would be the sound of both of us sitting down.
And you've lost weight.
Yes.
I've lost weight.
Both of them have.
Certainly that motivated me to to lose more. And that didn't motivate me enough to not eat a little bit at the hockey game.
No, not at all.
Man's got to have dinner.
Oh, not at all.
I've got some answers to questions if you want to ask them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Rofo might be able to tell you what I ate. I had a bad eating.
Were either of you blessed with an aisle seat?
No.
Oh.
No. And aisle seats are at a premium because fat guys like aisle seats.
Sure.
So we were dead center.
Play over. We were right in the middle. And the guy, Harvey, who was
Great
generous
seats,
enough.
I heard.
Harvey Snyder.
Harvey Snyder, wonderful man who gave us the tickets. And he immediately commented when he came in because he's like, whoa. because Rofo, I don't know what it is. He doesn't appear to be that fat, but you were...
He's an illusion.
Harvey was a man that probably weighed about a buck 65. He was like, he was a smart,
absolutely,
a petite
that's about
guy.
Right.
And he was mashed onto the left, and I was mashed, and you were sitting in this seat like, you're not as fat as you sit.
Harvey.
You sit fat.
You sit fat.
Do you have good spatial awareness?
Yeah. No, he does not.
You know what? What did you tell him yesterday about getting in and out of that chair?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
No, he just hurls.
You're very violent when you're moving.
He hurls his body around and he sits. And every time that, like for the national anthem.
Yes.
Every single time I had to get up because my knees were smashed together because Rofa was sitting like this.
Just played out
like that. And every time I had to stand up, I couldn't stand up because my knees were smashed together, and I got to get a wide stance to stand up like this. See, I can stand up like this, no problem. When I'm standing up like this, I'm tearing my effing meniscus because I'm hurtling myself forward.
It's a bit of an exaggeration.
So it is not an exaggeration.
Harvey, it's fact, is what it is.
Harvey, poor Harvey, was the cream filling in a big stuffed Oreo.
No, he was not in between us.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay.
No, I was on the right side with another guy, another lard ass that sat in, you know, and I hate it. I mean, really, these seats are made for Twiggy. They are not made for
a fat guy. That arena
Look,
has always been
threatened. Every arena in Washington, D.C., every single cheap owner that has put stadiums up in this city. I was telling Rofo last night, okay, you've got Verizon Center. It used to be MCI Center. And you've got, really, what is it? Oh, it's a room with a lot of seats that people can watch a game. But there is nothing special about it.
You're right.
There is no area where you can, yes, they've got their little suites where their premium seats are. But overall, the seats are, the very basic. And it was just not, I was never more uncomfortable again.
It doesn't have the romance of the Capitol Center.
You ever look at a Yankee game and see those premium, like expensive seats that the Yankee fans get down like right behind the dugout. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever see those
seats?
They
have that at the National Stadium, Lexus seats.
Where they got the Barco lounges that people can sit in. And, oh, man, that is so sweet. Now, you go to an old stadium like Fenway Park, when people were tiny.
Right.
That's even worse. And if you get a corner angle seat at Fenway Park, you're going to be sitting. And RJ had that one time. We had that at a spring training game, and we were on the angle. And, he came up, and I'm like, I'm done.
It's curtains.
I'm done.
You should get skinnier friends.
I should get skinnier myself, and the next time I'm going to a game, I wish I'd gone with petite you, because I mean you're tiny.
Yeah, petite you, as he's known in his French childhood.
No, but the three of us, gentlemen. All right, I've done it 35. Can we make a f-ing commitment to take some lard off our fat asses? Yeah. Can we do that, please? Can we stop being fat show? Can we do that? All right, I ask you, Rofo. Okay,
you're the youngest.
I've been eating badly this week because I'm not near the general, the woman who has been responsible solely with taking weight off my ass, and I see the way I behave when she's not around. Can we have some sort of goal on this show with some sort of payment at the end that we will see what happens?
Is the payment at the end a glorious dinner?
That's why this doesn't work.
Because I think that might be delicious. Yes. I think it would be very good.
It's so... Look, there are ways to do it, and we have to do it. We have to get
healthy. There has to be a penalty.
I don't want Rob's heart to explode. I don't want my own heart to explode. Yeah.
Rob Ford, you do or don't want his heart to explode?
Well, I don't want to ever sit next to him at a game again because, I mean, I swear to God, I couldn't. I was sitting like that. It's like being on an airplane.
Middle seat
when
an
you're,
airplane.
When you're, and there's just no room. There's no effing room. It was very, very frustrating for me. I just want everybody to get healthier.
There's nothing wrong with that, Mike.
That's
and
a
I
great,
think
great
here,
thing.
Here, let's make a
at
commitment
least
today
I've been, look, I've been eating, but
to
I've also
healthy.
Been exercising. I've been doing my power walks.
Raise your hand if you're willing to become a healthier person.
Yes.
Absolutely. Oh, my hand is raised.
See?
Are you,
we've got a commitment.
Are you serious about this? Are you
Come
serious?
On, Mike.
I didn't even want to raise my hand because it took too much effort.
Are you serious? Are you?
I've done it before. I can do it again.
Let's do it again.
I'd like to see you smaller. We're shooting for like a thing in fall of 2016,
yes.
Correct?
$1,000. Collectively, everybody has to put in to the person that loses the most weight.
We each have to put in $1,000?
No. All together, we'll figure out how we break it up.
All right.
$1,000 to the person that loses the most weight, I would say by next April.
Raw numbers or percentage lost?
So we're going to do percentage of body fat overall. But we'll figure out how to do it.
That means we have to weigh in.
Yes.
Shirtless?
No, you don't have to do a
Why is he making it creepy?
Because he is creepy.
He is.
Because he's got a long, creepy streak.
$1,000.
You know what?
$1.
He would have taken up less room at the game if he had been shirtless.
$1,000 will go a long way.
And we can write down our weights in a secret place.
Yes,
so
and
nobody
I can run it. Because I'll make sure, because I'm clearly not in the competition.
Right. Well, I don't know. If we were going by percentage, all you'd have to lose is like 4 ounces.
Please. But right, for the three of you.
We will not broadcast the weight, though, because I don't want to embarrass myself and broadcast
well,
the weight.
Well, once you lose the weight.
Well, but we have to know if we're
going to talk about total pounds lost.
Yeah. I'm about 290 right now.
All right, I'm about 291 right now.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
291.
I'm sure. I mean, if we're going to just paint in round numbers, why
not? Do we agree to that?
Yes.
I'm in. I'm in.
Yes, we agree. We agree, absolutely.
Right. Money's coming from the show, so it's really all our money.
That's right. That means it's coming out of my pocket.
So we'll figure it out. But
or somebody going into your pocket.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see.
Somebody will take that money home in April.
And we'll announce it on stage.
We'll write the tenements.
At our 2016
what are
appearance.
The tenements?
Well, that you have to lose X amount of weight.
Tenements are like housing units. What is he talking
tenants.
About?
Tenants.
Tenants. No, those are people that live in your building.
The rules. How about that?
All right, whatever. Let's take a break. Now I'm tired of the subject. We'll move on.
Nobody wants to lose weight. Oh, that's too hard. Goodbye.
No, I want to lose weight. I do want to lose weight. I want
me too.
Rofo's going to be emaciated.
Do you really want
to? I'd love to.
Because you say it like it's BS, like you've totally.
No, but you know
have
what?
You totally given up?
No, it's so hard, Mike. You know that.
My early money's on Rofo because that $1,000 is life-changing for this guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, think of all the hot dogs he can buy with that. We'll take
about
a break.
As many as you bought last night.
Whoa!
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about what I ate last night because I did eat.
Oh, good.
And I bought you dinner, you dick.
You absolutely did. It's very sweet.
All right, very good. We'll take a break and come back with more fun.
Second
more
mortgage
thrills.
For him.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my. Looking like a good time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Hiring qualified employees is one of the hardest parts about being a business owner. It's also extraordinarily important. Face it, your company is only as good as the people you hire, so you need to hire the best. But to find the best, you can't rely on one single job posting. And when you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now. ZipRecruiter.com to the rescue. You can post to over 100 job sites with one single click and instantly be matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. You heard right, 6 million. Just one post. Within 24 hours, sit back and watch your candidates appear. They have an easy-to-use interface at ZipRecruiter. Real ZipRecruiter clients say that it takes the torture out of the hiring process, and it is, I quote, faster, easier, and the source for their best employees. And it's so easy to do. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. You should give it a try. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Yeah, so Carla's not going to like this at all.
Does she listen? She won't listen.
She's behind in her listening.
Ah.
She's not
Who
been
is she
diligent.
Cheating on us with?
I am really not sure. I think she's spending a lot of time in the kitchen with, you know, now that she's become sort of a social media superstar with her baking and with all of her food products. And
someone's in the kitchen with Carla.
And with her Blue Apron, you know, her promoting of Blue Apron. Oh, my. Okay. Oh. Dennis Hoff, we'll see you next time. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. No. I was like, whoa. No, that's a nice follow. Follow up from the man himself.
But anyway, it's last night we got to the game.
For an 8 o'clock game, you got there pretty early.
Well, let me take you through my whole day yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday, I decided that I would walk again all the way down to K Street, which is about a mile and a half from where we are right here. Probably about 1.3, 1.4 miles to get down there. It's the, you know, what I do now in order to move is I just try to walk a decent amount every single day. So I walked all the way down, decided I'd grab lunch just at one of the restaurants down on the Washington Harbor. So I walked all the way down from our studios here and headed right down to the waterfront.
Beautiful day to do that.
Beautiful, gorgeous day. You know, we've got an author coming on the show this week. Kelly Carlin, George Carlin's daughter. And Rob got me that book yesterday, and I was tearing through it. It's a phenomenal book.
Isn't it great?
Book. Really, really. If you're a George Carlin fan, I recommend it highly.
Can't wait to talk to her.
And we're going to get a chance to chat with her. So I have my book. I decided I'd head down to a local restaurant. Can't even tell you the name of it. And decided to sit there at the bar, get me a little iced tea, and have a little jambalaya.
Was it Applebee's?
It was not Applebee's.
That's a great place.
It was on the. It was next to Tony and Joe's.
He's just needling you. It's a nice restaurant. We all know that. There's no Applebee's down there.
There are no Applebee's, but I mean, it was very nice and had like a little seafood dish that was very, very yummy. And then, you know, I had
nice eye candy.
I had, you know, I was so into this book that I really didn't notice. I noticed that one of your typical DC chili bartenders,
yes,
you know that, you know, really, you know, did, you know. Not really friendly, you know, and they, you know, when you're just not really friendly, I'm not going to engage in you. And I had a book, so I plunged into my book, and
sure.
I didn't want to have anything to do with anybody. And you know, I'm one of those people. Normally, I like people to be a little social, but
yeah.
I sat there and I'm reading
this.
The
greatest
book.
Quality in a bartender is a social bartender.
A social bartender, and you don't get them very
right.
often.
You don't.
You really don't. So I finished up, and then I said, well, 2 days in a row, no family around. I'll do it again. I'll check out the cinema. And popped across the street.
No
and,
kidding.
Decided to take in The Martian.
Hey!
And The Martian, in my opinion, is... that is a movie that will be nominated for some Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
That movie, rocked.
Wasn't
that
it great?
That movie was absolutely very difficult to find fault with that movie.
Yep.
Better than Sicario?
You know what? Sicario was good. I thought The Martian was great.
Oh, wow.
I thought The Martian was a great movie.
Question,
really
the only thing I took away from The Martian, if I could have changed one thing.
No spoilers. You love to do this.
No, I'm not spoiling anything. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it might have been maybe you could have lost 10 minutes somewhere?
Yeah.
It was a little long.
Yeah, and I also thought that when you are cruising towards a Hollywood ending,
yeah.
you really want that Hollywood ending to be spectacular, and I think once again, and I'm not going to turn it down if you don't want to hear anything about it. I'm not going to give you a real spoiler alert here.
Oscar's doing the la-la-la.
No, it would just seem to... No, I don't want to say... I like old-fashioned Hollywood endings.
Yeah.
Really super delight. And they gave us a little of that, but
yeah,
not
but you
enough
know what?
Of that.
They
know?
Didn't put a bow on it, did they?
They didn't put a bow on
that's
it because
they're
you too
want.
Cool. Because they're too cool for school.
You
and
nailed
I'm getting
it.
Tired
nailed
of actors
fault.
And directors just, we have should've to be so hip. We have to, what's that?
I should have gone. I've had 2 weeks. You have every right.
It was...
no bow on the ending, Oscar.
No bow.
No bow.
I'll tell you, of all the actors now, though, if there is a guy that I would like to hang out with,
yep.
a guy,
and, do things too.
And absolutely oil him up. No,
sure.
I would. Matt Damon to me is just he is the coolest guy. He really.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk. I thought you were talking about the guy who played the Chinese ambassador.
God,
that's all he focuses on.
The things that you remember.
Yeah. He was a huge part of it.
He wasn't the ambassador. He was the head of the space program. The
same thing.
Yeah. And
oh my God.
Same thing.
He was the ambassador for the space program is what he was.
Yeah, sure.
Because he allowed us to talk to him.
Okay. That's exactly what he was. It was well done. I even went in and paid a little extra for the 3D showing.
Ooh.
Now, do you not get the motion sickness and stuff from that?
No, what I get is that we don't need them. I don't need 3D.
You don't need
3D.
You pay to separate yourself from the homeless.
Oh, because the homeless don't do the 3D showing.
They're not paying extra for their day
I'm saying that
theater.
I have yet to go into a 3D theater
and really think
it was worth it. It's not worth it. And you're still wearing the 3D glasses that they have in the 1950s. Stop with the 3D technology.
I hear
technology.
That the movie about the guy that walks between the Twin Towers,
the
high rise, that is the first time
What's
in
the
modern
name of that
history,
movie, Mac?
The Walk.
Dlock?
No.
The Walk.
Yes. It's called Dlock.
But I saw it. It is amazing.
But
did you just say Dlock?
Dlock.
What is the name of the movie? Dlock.
What was it? What was it?
It's The Walk.
So you need substance to do astration.
Yeah. What is the name of the movie? The movie is...
But so often the 3D is put in sort of after the fact as an added thing, but they actually considered it when they were making this film.
Okay.
And I hear this one is pretty spectacular. Good use of the format.
It was. It's the best 3D movie I've ever seen in my life.
All right. So, you know, if you are... Now, see, that might be next on my list.
Yeah, I might take that in today.
I would suggest
three movies in 3 days. Carla,
good Lord.
Carla, you're asking if I'm taking my advantage of my time away from you. Yes, I am.
You're like Leonard Maltin.
Yes, I am. I'm seeing the cinema. It's exciting.
It is.
I kind of like that.
It's
for the show as well. It's
for the show.
It's great to talk about these movies.
Yeah.
Matt Damon, phenomenal in this movie. Is it Jessica Chastain? Is that her name? She's incredible. Jeff Daniels, wonderful actor. Ejiofor, he is a fantastic actor.
Is it Kate Mara, the one who was
Kate Mara, you know,
dirty.
Yeah. Oh, naughty girl, but she's you know, she exudes sex appeal. It really was. I give it. What is the scale that we used yesterday?
Five ex wives.
I give it another five ex wives.
Four or five.
You know,
five ex wives.
I think I gave it. I think I gave it.
I love it. That's a lot of ex wives.
I think I gave it 4.5 strokes. So we very seldom.
No, yours is clogged arteries.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Well, but they cause a stroke.
Clogged arteries.
We seldom agree on a movie, and
we'll be laughing when that really happens. For God's
sake. I won't.
Hey, is clogged arteries better than stents?
Stents.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm having a little stint at the hospital. Like, just a little 3-day show.
We're noticing blood flow is not working, so we're going to put a stent in you. Thank you, Dr. Carson. We appreciate that.
To be clear, Oscar, the stent is what cures the clogged artery.
Oh, okay, that's what it is. So that's not funny.
No, it's not.
Clogged artery is better.
So if you're keeping track, I had a little lunch, a little jambalaya with a green salad.
Yes.
Maybe grabbed an ice cream bar at the movie and enjoyed that.
What kind?
Dove. They have the Dove bars.
No, I had a Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And then it was up the street. And then when the next time I ate was at 6 o'clock with Rofo. And that's when we had a cheeseburger and fries. I had a hot dog out on the concourse and then went to the bathroom and came back. And the guy was selling a Chick-fil-A sandwich and I had a spicy Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God.
Sandwich.
You mean a wandering Chick-fil-A salesman?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So I ate like a wild
when
animal.
Do you get full?
I don't. I don't get full.
That's like 4 meals in one sitting.
I don't either. I'm the same way.
What's that?
I'm the same way. I don't get full either.
Yeah. And and the thing that was great about Rofo, we ate our cheeseburger and fries on the concourse before going in.
Sure.
And this was a decent-sized cheeseburger. Am I right about that?
Hold on.
And it was a decent-sized plate of fries
as well. Good platter.
And we finished at the exact same time. It was fantastic. Which really, if you want an audio clue as to how we ate that cheeseburger and fries, it sounded something like this. Here we go. Listen up. Listen carefully. Bring your listening device in close. Here we go. There. That's how.
Very nice.
That's what it sounded
like. And you were both members of the Clean Plate Club.
Yeah, but Rofo didn't eat as much as I did. I ate a lot more than Rofo. I used it as an excuse. Basically the hockey game for me was a food delivery mechanism.
A vehicle.
That's exactly what
I thought that you hadn't had any lunch coming in. Because the first thing you said to me,
I hadn't had any breakfast.
But
just like I haven't had breakfast. You know what the key is? By the way, I've read a lot about this and I've watched the documentaries. Anything sweet, even an artificial sweetener. You see this that I'm drinking here? This little chai tea latte with Splenda or Equal in it.
Mm.
That sets the tone for the whole day for me.
Yeah.
Drinking this is already firing my brain into
to want more
consume. Food, mm. food.
And we got the big event tonight.
I'm gonna try to pace myself today a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And pace myself, by the way, no shots for me tonight, please. None of that crap. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
I don't listen to me. I don't.
Oscar's, you are going to be S-faced.
Oscar, not even a B12 shot for him.
No, I'm
no
not.
Shot.
Right in
no,
your ass.
That's right.
Oscar, tonight at the, speaking of the meet and greet tonight, at the Mad Fox Tap Room right here in Glover Park, in Washington, D.C. What's the address for the place?
Oh, you want to know how to get there, right?
Yes, what is the place?
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest. Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein.
Hi, Mermelstein.
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest. Hi, this is the internet, Steve Mermelstein. 2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Okay, right. We got it. What is there? Is there a particular IPA or something
a
that you would recommend. Now, here's what I'm asking
for.
I am not looking for a smiling Irish bastard experience. I'm looking for a drinkable...
A lager, perhaps.
What was the ABV on the smiling Irish?
6.5%, baby.
I don't want that. A quick dinner before any of the shows we have in the evenings.
Yes.
I'll get a 4.8. There's multiple. 4.6.
Okay.
They have different ones. But still, you're still on the tarmac on the aircraft carrier.
Okay.
You know what'll be good? You can really endear yourself to the bartender, or even if you meet the brewmaster, you can go up and say, what do you have that's most like Miller Lite?
I want something that's that I can pace myself.
Yeah, that's important.
I certainly don't want to. I don't want to enjoy something like a Scheißpfiffen.
Shots after 9 p.m.
A Scheißpfiffen with a 8.5.
That's not what you need.
Why is he throwing up in the gutter? Hell, he had a Scheißpfiffen.
Yeah,
those Scheißpfiffens are very dangerous.
You can Uber black home if it's too hard to walk.
That I have to do that. That's going to be a scary situation. And Mrs. O'Meara's coming out with my mother-in-law.
Excellent.
Nice. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a good time at the Bad Fox Tap Room in Glover Park. We'll see you there. We're going to take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. We never got to our birthdays, did we?
We can do them tomorrow.
We'll do them tomorrow.
Absolutely.
The birthdays will be at the front of tomorrow's show, everybody.
Thursday's
sorry about that.
Birthdays.
You can thank the brothel owner, Dennis Hoff, for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with more.
Cake and cookies.
There's only been one time where my drinking, like, truly affected the show, and you were in on it.
Might have been two or three times.
Okay, fine.
There was only one aborted show, but it has affected it in the past.
Well, a little bit.
And the fact that you say that you only ruined one show by drinking is really nothing to be proud of.
Who said I have any pride about any part of this show?
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Summer is gone, and it's time to get ready for the season of autumn. You see, some people call it autumn, but I call it fall. But not because of the falling leaves. I call it fall because whenever I see how great Amazon.com is, I nearly fall down. Ha, ha, ha. Thank you. Amazon.
Fall down.
Thank you. Amazon has everything you need for the upcoming months. Warm clothes, school supplies, costumes, and candy for Halloween. Rakes and leaf blowers as well. And if you're smart and think ahead, it is never too early for snow shovels. Ice melter. And dazzling Christmas lights.
Oh, the Christmas lights.
Shop at home, beat the crowds, and save some moolah. By the way, grandfather clocks. Have you thought about them? Hmm? Besides, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It comes in at the end of the month. About 5 days from now, we find out how we did on Amazon. So please, we'd really appreciate a fine October. Could you do that for us, please? Could you, please? Doesn't cost you any extra. It's the best way to support the show. Next time you need to buy anything, go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. Thank you, and really, from the bottom of my heart, God bless you.
News!
Boo! All right, we had Dennis Hoff on earlier in the broadcast, and I will tell you that Lamar Odom is in the news. It's top of the entertainment news right now. He's in the hospital. What's the
still
latest
in critical condition. Some reports are saying he's technically brain dead.
Yeah.
He's definitely in a coma. Still on life support.
Lamar Odom was found unconscious at Dennis Hoff's Love Ranch South in Pahrump, Nevada. What a weird name for a town
is.
That is. Pahrump.
Pahrump.
Dennis was on the show earlier, said that he was found roughly 3 o'clock in the afternoon and had not been seen since 6 o'clock in the morning when I guess he finished a night of partying. Dennis said he had a little cognac with him for the weekend. He's been there since Saturday.
Right.
But he hadn't finished the bottle. So Dennis also said to us that he thought that he'd used an herbal Viagra that might have caused these problems. He was taken to a local hospital where he was still unconscious as of last night. They wanted to airlift him to a Vegas facility, but at 6'10", he was too big for the helicopter. He's still in critical condition and maybe brain dead, according to Oscar.
Yep.
TMZ says Khloe is on her way to his bedside, Khloe Kardashian, along with Kim and Kris Jenner. I hope they leave the cameras.
Oh man, you know what? I hadn't
truly,
even thought
truly,
about that.
Truly,
they
truly,
would
truly.
No.
You know what? Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to say I hope they don't. I hope they don't bring
I
cameras.
I bet the cameras are there. I bet we don't see Lamar, but I bet there is many episodes. There will be many episodes of them talking about how this affects them.
Yeah, of course. Emilia Clarke. You know her from Game of Thrones? Khaleesi, everybody.
Sure.
Huh? You know this lady. She has been named Esquire Magazine's Sexiest Woman Alive for 2015. She plays... wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, she's the chick. I thought that's Khaleesi. Is it Daenerys Targaryen? What the chick with the dragons?
Yeah.
That's
Targaryen. She's not. No, Khaleesi.
Totally confused now. I thought Khaleesi was the chick with the dragons.
She's the chick with the dragons, 100%.
Right? Yeah. This is a screwed up story from our source.
What does it say?
No. Getting the role was kind of good. She says, quote, "My agent told the casting director, I know that the breakdown for this character is tall."
It is Daenerys Targaryen. Yes, it is.
And is that Khaleesi?
That is Khaleesi.
Oh, okay. Daenerys Targaryen. I know her as Khaleesi. Here's what she said about getting the role. "My agent told the casting director, I know that the breakdown for this character is tall and willowy and blonde. I know she's short and round and brown, but I'd like you to see her." She didn't have time to read the books before the audition, so she wikied the crap out of them. Amelia also played Sarah Connor in Terminator Genesis, which might be one she doesn't want anybody to know.
I'm sure that was a fine motion picture.
That was not
big in Japan.
Very huge in Japan. Very popular. In an interview with the DailyBeast.com, here she goes again. The woman that destroyed the Beatles, Yoko Ono.
Boo!
She says she believed John Lennon had, quote, "a desire to have sex with men. But he never acted on it, mainly because he never found a guy who had the whole package." She said, quote, "It's very difficult. They would have to be not just physically attractive, but mentally very advanced, too. And you can't find people like that." Shut up, Yoko.
Yeah.
Really, just shut the hell up, please.
We all knew that was true. We just don't talk about it.
That's right.
Well, there was a rumor that John had messed around with Beatles manager Brian Epstein during a trip to Spain in 1963.
That was in the Goldman biography.
Really?
Yeah, and
Epstein was a closeted gay man,
because he couldn't really come out. And what happened is apparently Epstein was almost begging John Lennon. And he submitted to him in that way. But it was an isolated incident, according to the book.
Really?
Yoko said she heard a very explicit story about the trip and that she wouldn't be surprised if Epstein made a move, but she thinks John didn't want to do it. So who cares?
Yeah.
In this day and age, who cares? Just shut up, Yoko.
Yeah, it's actually, maybe she's saying that to give more a broad, not that the Beatles need it, but give John a broader appeal to the masses.
I don't know.
Because it's really cool to be gay these days.
I think what we best do is
to be gay.
Yeah, let's let him rest in peace.
Oscar Santana's new album is Cool to Be Gay.
That's a series of PSAs, Mike.
It's the new black.
Sarah Silverman wrote an essay for Glamour magazine about her battle with depression. Which started when she was 13. She still deals with it, but after several therapists and different medications, she said she's in a good place. She's still in therapy and on a small dose of Zoloft, which, quote, "keeps me healthy but still lets me feel highs and lows." Her message to others with depression is that you can get through it. Quote, "Just know that on the other side, the little joys in life will be that much sweeter. The tough times, the days when you're just a ball on the floor, they'll pass. You're playing the long game and life is totally worth it." Well, good for her. I'm glad she's coming out and saying that.
It's weird.
People that need to hear that.
How many comics really battle depression?
Absolutely.
It's a really
very depressing thing.
Disc
jockeys, too. Anyway, two guys went into a subway in Lincoln City, Oregon last week, and one of them ordered an Italian sub with spinach on it because Subway needs better press. This is the story, guys. The guy making it dug the last spinach out of the container and put it on his sandwich, but before the guy could finish his sandwich, he spotted a new ingredient, a dead rat.
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh,
yummy! The guy got refunds, and more importantly, they snapped a photo and posted it on Facebook.
That's the most important
thing. I saw the picture, and it's got the face of the rat with the little rat teeth. Absolute perfect.
It has
picture.
To be like a little guy, though.
It's a little guy.
Okay.
The health department gave the store a full inspection afterward, didn't find any contamination. Okay. Well, that means it's fine. There was a dead rat on the sandwich. Glad you didn't find any contamination. So they think the rat was in the bag of spinach when it was shipped, and it ended up at the bottom of the spinach container and made it onto the sandwich. I'm going to throw up.
I don't know, but the rat was so strong because of all the spinach.
Popeye the rat.
That's right.
So what about the people that ate the spinach from that bag before they found the rat? A health department spokesman says they consulted with experts, and they don't think those people are at risk.
Okay. That's good. That's are those wonderful. Subway experts?
Thank you very much.
Wow.
Speaking of fast food, Burger King just rolled out a pumpkin spice Oreo milkshake. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. It's basically just their regular Oreo shake with a few pumps of pumpkin spice syrup.
Pumps.
And it's available for a limited time. I just had to
I'm sure it's
it.
All natural ingredients,
yeah.
Mike.
We love pumpkin.
Yeah, we do.
We do love pumpkin.
On a pumpkin shake and a Whaler sandwich.
I love pumpkin. Investigators now, a little something something. Investigators are scratching their heads after a homeless man walked into a Florida shopping center. With a human skull.
Oh, no.
Yes. Witnesses say the man was using the remains as a makeshift puppet.
Is that our friend from Fort Myers?
While walking through the parking lot of a Publix in Sebastian, Florida.
To be clear, Mike, a makeshift puppet, not a professional one.
A makeshift. Not
sure.
Not a pro, a makeshift.
Sure, yeah.
Homemade puppet.
Was he dressed like a pirate?
Who knows? The origins of the skull were originally a mystery. The rest of the remains have since been discovered by police located in the woods. The area is frequented by transients, and several residents have claimed to know John Doe's identity. Police believe the body wasn't decapitated, but suspects that the body was deteriorated for so long that the skull was simply sitting there with the rest of the bones. Lovely.
Nice.
Nevertheless, investigators claim they have not yet confirmed the person's identity or cause of death, but I just can't wait to get my ass to the Sunshine State again.
Mike, those are your people.
There they are. Hey, look, mommy. That'll be great for little Michael, won't it? Homeless man's got a skull.
Don't worry, son. It's just a makeshift puppet.
Yeah, it's not a professional puppeteer. It's a makeshift puppet.
He's not union.
We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
And on this episode of the show... That's Gary Stein's son, Ben, live in the studio. That's just a taste. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
It sounds like every band rehearsal I ever had. I'm sorry. No, that's his son.
High praise, Mike.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, high praise. Absolutely.
Because Mike only played with the best.
Yeah, that's only it. The
very,
best.
Very good.
Session musicians.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know what? Rofo asked me last night, would you want musicians to come in here? And I said, yes, I'd love to have a live performance. Ever since Dennis DeYoung from Styx
played
my own keyboard in the own morning show, I love having it. And Carly Simon has played
maybe
guitar.
Maybe a mariachi band.
You know what? Any kind of music would be fantastic.
Well, the mariachi band would be for Oscar, but I mean, I think that'd be nice.
It'd be wonderful. It'd be great. I love to wake up in the morning. Did I tell you that, boys?
You hadn't mentioned it.
Because I love waking up to Harry's. Now I wake up to a better shave, a razor that feels great in my hand and on my face. And I wake up knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. I love Harry's because Harry's has great shave cream as well, and you can use shave cream, but I actually use just a little water and a little soap and water, and the Harry's blade is so smooth and it is so well made that I get a great shave every single time when I'm on the road in the fabulous 1973 Holiday Inn. Harry's.com was started by two guys who are passionate about creating a better shaving experience, and right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first purchase of a starter set by using the TMOS code at checkout. That means you get a razor, three high-quality German-engineered blades, and a bottle of the best shaving cream ever shipped straight to your door for just $10. How do they do it? They bought a razor factory in Germany that's been making the highest quality blades for nearly a century. They ship them from the factory straight to you, cuts out the middleman, and you get the best shave at great prices. Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables, and say hello to Harry's. High-quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the code TMOS at checkout. Remember, harrys.com and the code TMOS. It's just the best. Let's open up the audio vault, long copy man. Thank you. Rob Spiewak, take
Mike,
it away.
Mike, you know, we all have our memory issues. Do you remember the name Luke Gaddy?
Luke Gaddy was the UConn student that was in the food court and drunk and attacked the manager.
Give yourself 10 points. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Thank you very much.
And just as we're all starting to forget him, he's back on our radar because he's recorded his apology video.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no. That's not cool. He's not getting the right consultant. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And I think you'll stand by your thought when you hear his apology video. He sounds like a kid that would get drunk and go in and attack a manager. Here's Luke Gaddy from University of Connecticut.
My name's Luke.
and I saw the video of me, and I'd like to just get a few things out there. I'm going to start.
All right, stop it right there.
The vocal burn?
All right, does Luke have a mommy or daddy? Does he have anybody bright?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Does he have anybody bright in his wheelhead? This is misguided.
This is why America will never be great again.
This is so true, Oscar. Yep. I could not agree. Let's listen to more of this idiot kid.
I'm Luke.
Yeah, here I am.
By apologizing to all the staff involved in my incident, especially the manager, who was really just, he was just doing his job. He gave me so many chances to walk away, and I didn't listen to him. I was just a complete to him. And
you hear any sincerity here?
You don't use that word, kid. You're trying to appear to be an upstanding.
Good point.
You're not. You're not capable. You're broken, and you need to be fixed. This isn't going to make it go away, Luke. You got to get fixed. This is...
Luke decided this would fix it, though. Luke, you know what? I think Luke might have struck it. He might have gone rogue.
Oh,
yeah, here's Luke.
That, and no one deserves to be treated that way, like, ever. And at the time, I was, to say the least, very intoxicated. Like, when I watched the video a few days later, I couldn't even believe it was me in it. Like I was just watching it thinking, oh, my God.
I have to stop. Yeah. Is there anyone... that's supervising this child.
No,
clearly
not.
This idiot child boy who is just completely off the reservation.
He's basically doubling down on who everyone thinks he is.
Yeah, he's reinforcing it. He's reinforcing
it. Oh, boy.
So we wish him all the best.
Man, oh, man.
Speaking of kids, here's a video that went sort of viral yesterday. A kid is in the grocery store with his mom with a big pack of maxi pads, and he keeps asking his mom if she needs them. But the reason that he thinks she needs them is not exactly right. And I like to listen to the escalating mood of the mother. Okay. I think you'll enjoy.
Don't you use these for your butt.
Don't you use these for your butt.
For your butt.
Yeah. Which is a great thing for kids to say. So, maxi pads for your butt. From the top.
Kids. Don't you use these for your butt.
That the what?
Don't you use these for your butt.
What do you mean?
Do you use these for your butt? At the old house? Our house? Our old house? Don't you?
No. Put them back.
Put them back.
I taught you the other days. The long, long, long time ago days. You did use it sometimes. The other days. So you still want a pack of them?
Put it back.
I love it. You got to get one.
Yeah.
You got to get one.
What, a kid?
Yes.
I thought you meant a pack of maxi pads.
No, you have to get
it.
I'm 56 years old. I got another one because they're so much fun to be around. They're fantastic.
You usually don't look this happy.
I love kids.
In sports.
You know, last night,
what?
Rofo will tell you.
Yeah.
Rofo, come in here for a second. Is he out there?
He's
Rofo,
out.
I got just one little quick. Rofo, what was my favorite part? Do you remember what my favorite part of the hockey game was last night?
Don't
what was
say
my
cheeseburger.
Favorite? I want to see if he remembers. What did I enjoy more than the hockey game, more than the players on the ice? What did I enjoy? I enjoyed the mites.
That's right.
How much do I enjoy the little kids?
Little kiddos?
The little four-year-olds and five-year-olds that are skating. They are the greatest thing in the world.
They scored the first goal, everybody went crazy, and you were leading the charge.
It was fantastic.
That's cool.
I love kids. It's for your butt.
Yeah, they're the butt. Isn't this for your butt?
Yeah, that's great.
Don't you need this for your butt?
I've seen you.
Now, in sports news, last night, first time in over 100 years, Cubs clinch at home.
Yeah, whoa. Way to go. Rob posted about it. Rob jumped on the bandwagon.
You know what?
Night.
And just because of the history of
Harry
it.
Harry Carey, baby.
It was very, very cool. Anyway, pretty cool moment last night.
He got him! A strikeout! The Cubs win! The Chicago Cubs are heading to the National League Championship Series!
Now, that was a pretty good call, but my favorite call actually goes back a week. This is the Brazilian NFL play-by-play team, and they're calling an overtime victory for the Saints.
Okay.
Let's hear this enthusiasm in baseball.
Maluquice aí pro Dallas Cowboys. Drew Brees, lindo passe. Recepção do CJ Spielers. E o New Orleans Saints vence a primeira na temporada 2015. Vence na prorrogação. 400 vezes Drew Brees.
Isn't it great?
That's so much better than our guys do.
quarterbacks da história merecia um enredo extraordinário.
Wow. He's bringing that soccer enthusiasm to the NFL.
That's fantastic.
Love it.
I would love that.
So that's from the Brazilian NFL call.
Hey,
yeah.
Look, it's either going to be the New York Mets or the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're going to be taking on the Chicago Cubbies for the league championship series. And I'll tell you, either one of those guys, I am all in. Go Cubs. Fun bandwagon to jump on.
It is.
It's going to be great for baseball and great for those long-suffering fans. I'm very, very excited, and they've got a real-deal team here, and it's going to be fun to watch. The further they go, obviously, the more fun this is going to be, and it should be
It's exciting, history-making stuff, like I said, over 100 years. That is your Magic Audio.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, it's TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday, or in this case, Thursday mailbag,
postpone for your pleasure.
Email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll see you tonight in Glover Park, Washington, D.C., at the Mad Fox Tap Room. We do have an address for that particular location.
2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Steve Mermelstein. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon, good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.